views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
It's the foundation that's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, got in radio station 96.9, 12 to 2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal.
Gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. A beautiful, talk to me, beautiful Monday morning. I'm so happy to be in your company, ladies and gentlemen. My heart is full. Can I say that to you? I am overwhelmed by your generosity far and wide throughout the land. I had to open up a PayPal account to take some things from all my good, decent persons that are listening to me throughout the diaspora that are not here, but listening and tuning every single day. You guys are absolutely amazing. I had to start it off like this to say that you touch me. And I want you to know that you've touched the family of this particular person. We got to be decent. I'm not here to spill any names out there, but I need you to know that your money has gone to the right space, has gone to the right place. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I am grateful for the opportunity to be here with you today, to chop this down, to bring it together, and to let you know that we're out here to give. I know you're excited. You want to talk about some other stuff today, which is definitely where we're going to be able to take it, because I sort of made a project. I don't know whether or not, you know, this is Miss Cleo falling fresh upon me. call me now, babies. I don't know whether that is, but I told you that. I feel like we're tipping toe into a by-election. We can talk about these things. But before we do so, in the space of decency and order, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. Parliament prorogued. You see all the information. This new session begins October 4th. AG says unfinished bills will be brought back. This is absolutely bananas and essential that we talk about this. We got to talk about it. But before we do that, let me be decent and let you hear from the mother of the 9-year-old who has been ravaged. Can we say it like that? It hurts me even to kind of muster those words together. But I reached out to her and you could hear the heartbreak that still exists within the mother's chest. Producer, play that for me.
A pleasant good day to all of you. I just want to take this time out to say thank you to all of those that made a pledge into my daughter's life. May God richly bless each and every one of you and keep you safe. Thank you, thank you, thank you once again.
I almost had the fighter to tell me that. She said, how would I can't talk? She's doing her best. She is extremely grateful. Can I say that? For the purposes of radio, and I know you want to be able to hear accountability purposes. I like your church. Amen. But Pastor, when last time we had a meeting, huh? We ain't talk about nothing for the building fund. We've been raising money for 15 years, Pastor. And we still in the old church. It's praise God. Well, I know. I just give at least $600 a month. And Susie says she's doing the same thing. I ain't like your pastor. I want to be accountable and transparent with you. But know that I had at least but 6 calls. And you heard a few of the calls on Friday. I says, Howard, be careful. Howard, be careful. Howard, be careful. I came right out of here, went straight to the bank, made that deposit, kept some cash, went directly to the hospital, called mother out, gave her something, and just to be able to ensure that she could be able to keep floating, I said, this is what we're going to do. Boom, 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 boom. Transfer the rest this morning. You hear me? I ain't worried about if you could see me or not. Jesus could see me. Amen? That's my conviction. That's what I carry. So I wanted to be transparent with you guys and let you know where we are with those things. And I want to thank you, every single one of you. I'm going to take the time out. I'm going to take at least 10 minutes at the top of the show to say every one of your names. And I want to be able to call you. All those texts, I sent some information out. If you have not received that, please, 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 please. If you send something to me, I've sent various accounts out. Please send me a screenshot of what you've got, what you've sent. Send me a screenshot of that and let me send you a thank you and send you all that information, okay? If I have not gotten back to you and you know that you've released something, please text me 8270111. If you want me to say your name, please say that. Because I've asked everyone. Do you want me to say to some person, say, no, Howard, I just want to remain anonymous. God knows my heart. I'm not going to fight you. But if you write your name on these envelope here, what I got in my heart, I can read it. First and foremost, I got a call on Friday evening. Howard, I always listen to you and you touch my heart. This is Chester's mom. To Chester's mom, we received your funds. We thank you so much. This morning, walked into the studio. Someone slipped 100 in my hand and say, Howard, I was waiting on you here. I say, hold on, wait, hold on. Give me a name. No, Howard, man. I say, okay, well, Jesus could see. He said, no, well, say Michelle, right? So Michelle, we want to thank you so very kindly for being able to put something on there. We also thanked on Friday Jordan and Eden's store and Shanalee's store. She has a small business development. She said that she's going to be doing some stuff with us. We're excited about that. And Natasha Ramming is a good, decent woman. She left something and then she called me again. Talk to me. She called me again. She said, Howard, come meet me here, buying a line. And we was able to do something, catch something there for her also. We got something from Spirit of Excellence Trade, Spirit of Excellence Track Club. This is Coach Cash. Coach Cash, Spirit of Excellence Track Club. We got something from them. We also wanted to be able to give a shout out to, and I know you guys want to talk about some other stuff, but forgive me. Let's just go through this, man. These persons didn't have to do this. Any of you, you did not have to do this, but I want to be able to call your name out to the atmosphere and ensure that heaven is charged with ensuring that this blessing comes to you and your family. So let me do that. Give me my time. Don't fight me. Let's do this, right? So Maria Sands Grant, my cousin, oh my God, she put the information to take my daughter. She put all the information. Hold on, Maria Sands Grant. You know, I ain't calling everybody name, right? But she sent all this information here. I'm going to keep this, Maria. I want to thank you so very kindly. Maria is my cousin also. Just want to put that out there. All right, so it says Harold Wilson. Latoya Johnson. We want to thank you. Keep up the good work, she says. Thank you so very kindly, Latoya. We want to thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, send Howard a text right now, 8270111, 8270111. A guidance counselor. Okay, guidance counselor, we received your information. So we want to thank you so very kindly for that. We also had an opportunity to be able to hear from Marble Cakes by Jillian. Jill Roberts, she's able to do something, right? What's that? Sydney George. Sydney George actually sent something also. We want to thank you so very kindly. Some of these just do not have a name on it, but it just have my name on it, so I wouldn't read my name. Talk to me. So there's some more stuff. It says, Howard Grant, I'd also wish to provide a birthday cake. Now, can I say this to you without you trying to be able to piece stories together? Ladies and gentlemen, somebody text me, 422-4796. Text me, please. Can I say at least the young lady's birthday so you could understand without you trying to piece together things and going, calling the registry general to find out who this is? You need to stop. You need to stop it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen? Talk to me. Middle of October is the baby's birthday. She's going to be 10 years old. So far, we get a platter, we get cake, we get a balloon arc, We get a Atlantis trip. We get Bahama trip, right? We get spa day. Am I missing anything? Somebody also call and say that we clean the mother house. We can do all these things, right? This is what I got. This sounds like the makings of a decent party to me. We need somebody to cater. Come on, if we can start the thing, let's go all the way. Amen? I tell you, as a married man, I believe in pregnancy. I didn't come here. We ain't halfway, you get pregnant. This is my mindset. So if we start the thing, let's go all the way. The baby girl's birthday is the middle of October. Middle of October. Howard Grant will not be here. I will be in China. Praise Jesus. Now talk to me. But we're going to have a party for the baby girl. Amen? She need a location. She need bunks and castle. She need somebody to cater the little food things. 8270111. We can do the whole thing. We can do the whole thing. Talk to me. You render your service. Howard Grant will put your information out there to say people should do business with you and your decent company. Praise God. So we got that there, right? So we also, Whitfield, we want to be able to give you a shout out. You're a good, decent man. I want to thank you so very kindly for doing that. I got some commitments and, some person sent me to come through. I also want to be able to thank Ms. Delavo. We just stopped by this morning. We stopped by the great Sunshine Insurance in the back of, on Carmichael Road South. I'm sorry, Carmichael Road West in the back of Wendy's right there. Ms. Delavo came out. She collected something nice in the office. Everybody said, well, I ain't got nothing, but I won't give something. They was able to do something very nice. They sent it over. I just picked it up this morning. I'm grateful to Sunshine Insurance for being able to release that. I'm thankful to, and she said, now, Howard, you make sure I stress it. Sunshine Insurance, Uncle Michael in the back of Wendy's, amen. And she said, let's make all the other ones jealous of what we, no, well, you know, she didn't want me to tell you all that, but I got to let you know that there is a group of people within various organizations. Now, the organization may not necessarily have to do it, but the people who are in there decided that they wanted to kind of put something together. I'm grateful to you guys, right? We call this name Audrey Davis on Friday. We want to thank you so much, Audrey Davis, for what you've been able to do and continue to do. Rihanna Mullings, we want to thank you, Rihanna Mullings, for being able to assist us the way that you did. Renato Minus, I want to thank you so very kindly, my brother. You were a good and decent man. I pray that the Father continues to be able to bless you. We call that name. I want to thank Mr. Whitney Cartwright, man. He called me Saturday. Well, he called me Friday. We had a conversation. He says, this is the one who also gave the Atlantis Bahama giveaway, right? He said, come Saturday, come pick up this check. Went Saturday, picked up the check. Beautiful business this man is doing out there. Amen. I won't tell him about all the business. But my God, I just pray that the Father continues to bless you, my brother. You are a good, decent man. I thank God for you. And I thank God for all those decent workers that you got down there. They say, I would be listening to you every day. I thank you guys for tuning in and being a part of what we're doing here on the foundation. It is great to be able to have you guys. Listen, I don't think that the thing is dried up. Don't think that we're all done with this. Please, please, if you want to be able to be a part of it and help me continue to be able to help others, please do that. Please do that. You can be able to drop something right downstairs to Jenny. She's right there waiting on you, right? I want to thank, we were in the midst of being able to thank Mr. Whitney Cartwright. Whitney Cartwright, he's a good, decent man. I thank you so much. Also, Franz Arnett. Franz Arnett is one of his employees who's down there. This guy, Franz, I can say a little bit of your business. He has gone through some medical conditions, right? And, you know, he is a Finnish carpenter. I've walked their site. People have invited me all weekend. All weekend, right? Miss Brown almost tried to give me some okra and rice yesterday. Miss Brown, you need to stop it, amen. After church, we went a couple places to do some things. Miss Brown, you need to stop it. You can see I don't need no okra and rice. You need to stop. But I appreciate you. I want to thank all those persons. Sat down. I saw Franz, his work yesterday. Franz, continue to do what you're doing, man. I pray that the Father continues to be able to bless you and your family for your steadfast work and your commitment, your diligence in these areas. I know that Cartwright, Mr. Cartwright, is definitely a blessed man to have a person like you on staff, being able to see you commit yourself the way that you did, even after coming out of the hospital and recovering and recouping. He couldn't keep you off the site for being able to commit yourself to these things. So I thank you, my brother. God bless you. God bless all those particular persons. I tell you, tell me a text. Send me a text. We can talk about all these things today. I want to thank you. I'm Franklin Monroe. I got your name in here also. I want to be able to thank you. Rigby, you had a pledge. I'm waiting to be able to hear from you. Dorset, Lowe, Lightborn, I want to thank you so much. Action walked into the studio the other day. Another anonymous was able to do something. Miss Roberts has been wonderful. Vivian Dean has been wonderful in being able to do. Nicholas, Greg Cash, Donna, Valderine Kemp. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. Right? Michelle, I want to thank you. I want to thank, I met some people on, I go down to Little Mustard after the show every so often. Hadn't done it for a long time. But I think of starting Monday last week, right? I just stop after the show, get me a little soup. Little Mustard has the best soup. This is a vegan spot right there on Mount Royal Avenue. And Philippa, you only asked me to say this. Stop it. Amen? But I just won't say it. I stop there. And kind of pick up lunch. I met a couple, a lawyer out of Atlanta, which was crazy because I had just come from Atlanta. You remember when we talked about this? And I met a lawyer out of Atlanta by the name of Calpin Shaw. Told him the story, just having good conversations. And he was able to give a small donation. I want to thank him, man. He didn't have to do this. but I'm grateful for him for being able to do that. Jason Albury, my brother, I thank you so very kindly. The Crisis Center. Someone talked to me. Crisis Center was able to give a very beautiful donation. We're grateful for the opportunity and grateful for them kind of being able to reach out to the show and talk to us about these things. The fella says, Howard, don't call my name. Just say homie. A good, decent doctor from one of the places I travail on a constant basis was able to do something that was heartwarming. She said, Howard, show up. We're going to do this. Don't call my name. You're going to call my name. So forth and so on. Please don't call my name. So I'm not going to call your name, but I just know that we're thinking of you and just know that I have to be able to say that the walk-in clinic is wonderful. I always go there. Talk to me. I'm just being decent with you, right? Wonderful, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for that. Homie gave something. We got Mr. Cartwright there. Jackson Joseph, we actually have that information there. We talked about Chester's mom. She's done a wonderful job. I thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. Wendy, right? She sent some information. I'm going to go through my telephone real quick before we go to this commercial break and thank all those persons who continue to be able to give. Guys, please, 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 you send me a text. I can't do that, right? Mr. David Bastia. Now, listen, David, let me tell you this. But David's a decent man. He said, now, how is this for her? Right? I said, man, thank you so much, man. Now, David, remember when we kicked off Howard, Help Me Howard? You remember when we kicked off Help Me Howard? Someone called the radio station right away and gave a donation. I think it was about $1,500. You remember that? The first day, it was September of 2020, right? He called the radio station and he made a pledge, a donation of $1,500 for Help Me Howard. That was when we was helping the single mothers who came into the studio. You remember we did this, right? David hit me up again. He says, Howard, now this for her. I said, I appreciate you, man, David. Man, you didn't have to do this. You're grateful. I'm grateful to you for being able to do it. He said, now, yeah, put this in your pocket. I said, hold on, wait. He said, man, how are you doing all the work? Hey, listen to me. God forever bless you because you give your tithes and offering. Amen. Talk to me. David, I want to thank you so very kindly, man. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. He's a good, decent man for being able to do that. Who else we got here? There's a couple persons coming out right now being able to give that. V. McKenzie, I see, just dropped something down. Jenny sent me the pictures upstairs. Somebody leave that number, the 698 number. You leave a number there, but you ain't leave no name. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. Someone texts me, says, Howard, I'm going to give something tomorrow. I thank you for being able to do that. Listen, man, you guys have been absolutely wonderful. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to dive deep within yourself and help like this. I mean, come on, man. You guys are great. I want to thank you so very kindly for that. That's Mr. Whitfield Ching. We talked about you, Mr. Whitfield. You're a good, decent man. And listen, quietly, it's only between you and I. Call Howard. You want to do something on Small Business Thursday, call Howard. Amen? Call 827-0111. If you're able to give a donation and you did something, listen, reciprocity. Huh? Reciprocation. Talk to me. 827-0111. We ain't got to go deep into the situation. We can talk about it like that, right? So, also, this Ms. Raman hit me up again. Ms. Raman, you're a decent woman. God bless your soul, right? Let me see if I can call some numbers, call some names. Diagro Smith, Greg Douglas. Now, he's been doing something with Devanias for a very long time with us. We want to thank you, Greg, for being able to remain committed the way that you have, the way that you continue to be, and being able to assist the way that you've done, man. You're a wonderful guy. You and your family, want to thank you and your wife for being able to give something and releasing that so she can be able to get this. I thank you. A lot of you guys did not leave your names. Obviously, you didn't want us to know that you've done that, but I believe that the Father can see all of this and knows where your heart is. Guys, when we get back, we're going to dive deeper into some things. If I have not called your name, please, 827-0111, 827-0111. I will not sit in the seat of the scornful and the ungrateful. We are grateful. Quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation. 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 The foundation.
At Marco's Pizza, we never skip on quality or ingredients. Save some cash and satisfy your cravings with our new carry-out medium two-topping pizza for only $12.50. That's right. Order two of your favorite toppings like sausage and green peppers on one medium pizza for only $12.50. Fat inclusive on our app or online. Made daily with fresh dough, our signature sauce, and fresh cheese. Only at Marco's Pizza. Restrictions apply.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform. Oh Lord. And I gotta buy snacks too. Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back to school snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Absolutely wonderful to be in your company today. It's Monday, August 14th. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper and know that we are... Did I see kids with... I saw kids, you know, the first picture back to school thing? You guys going back to school in the middle of August? This is bananas. What school do y'all just go to? I already seen kids, you know, dressed up in their school clothes and whatnot going back. Guys, I hope that you're getting ready for back to school. If you're one of those persons who are going back to school, if you got some business, you're selling this, you're selling that, you're doing those particular things, you have not given me a call. You're wilding out. You are wilding out. 8270111. 8270111. We can be able to get those things down there and get those things done for you. Everyone who's listening to us, continue to be able to give to us and supporting this particular cause, listening in on a day-to-day basis. We want to support you also. This is community-based. I told you that's the entire concept of this thing. This is community-based. Listen to me, man. This is where my heart is. You don't know me like that. But I won't give. I will help. And not because I'm looking for anything. It's just that I have a heart to help. I want to help. And anything I can do to help, I want to do that. So the show called the foundation, Small Business Thursday, to be able to help small businesses, the entire concept, how can I give back? How can I help people to establish themselves moving forward? That's just what it is. And it's an amazing thing how these things happen, right? It's almost like a ravine, right? It's almost like a creek or, you know, a canal. The water finds it and maneuvers through. I think that's how we find each other. And I'm grateful for that. Grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that. Guys, I'm seeing a text coming through. I also want to be able to thank Ms. Roma Bartlett for being able to support the way that she's done. I'm going to read your names. You're going to have to fight me. I'm going to read your names. You have to tell me how I don't read your name. Don't read my name. If you've texted me your name, I'm going to read your name. Because I'm grateful to you. And I want you to know that. And I want the world to know. This is Donna Howard. This is Donna. Thank you, Donna. We want to thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. I'm looking at these things, man. I'm looking at it. And I want to thank all of you guys for being able to support the way that you've done. I am grateful. I am grateful for doing for you guys doing exactly what you've done. Let's see if we can get into some news today. Just a few things. I know you want to talk about these. On the weekend was a wild thing. I'm up and down, running all over the place, picking up stuff, going to people's house. After church on Sunday, picking up my wife, so forth and so on, rambling up and down in my head, trying to figure out who I could bring on to have a conversation on Monday. Knew that the show would take a particular course. So I said, I don't think I want to do it on Monday. I don't think I want to do it on Monday. Parliament is prorogued. Pintard. Prime Minister cannot escape his record of failure. This is what Pintard says. The Department of Immigration, following the law on citizenship grants, this is what the government says. I find it peculiar. I really do. I wanted to read something for you. Let me see if I actually did that. Trust me, guys, I was busy the entire weekend. But I think this is important to talk about. And I want to open up the lines for you to do just that. Let's talk about it. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. All lines, everything's wide open. Please, please, please. Hit me up. Let me know exactly what's what. Also, Tara Edgecombe. Tara Edgecombe, I want to thank you so very kindly, Tara. You know I can call your name, all your government name. I want to thank Lisa Winstitut. Lisa, I don't know how to pronounce your name. Don't fight me, right? Is that Mackie? Lisa Mackie. We got your information in there. Lewis and... Okay, let's be able to put that in there. Let me see. Linda Thompson. I want to thank Linda Thompson for being able to do that. Thank you so much, Linda. Let me see who else we got here. Ms. Bullard, I want to thank you. Some person just said a donation for the 9-year-old. I want to thank you for that. From Simonet, I want to thank you so much, Simonet. Garland, also, I want to thank you so much. And Farrington. These are some names. I'm only seeing half of the name that comes through. Y'all guys that didn't send the entire thing. But I want you to know that we're truly grateful for every single one of you. And we're going to be able to ensure that we're above board and providing you and letting you know. If you give something, you give me a name, you can hear your name on the radio. I thank you so very kindly for that. Let's talk about this. Let's see if we can do this, right? When we come back from the break, we could read a few more names if you want to be able to do that. Now, I saw this. Eyewitness News put some information out. I was looking at the information over, I think it was Friday. Saturday, right? I'm riding up and down Saturday all over the city. Just being able to touch some people and do some stuff. You know, people get they hold me, they say, how would you think about this, so forth and so on. I'm so happy you did this. And persons are giving me stories. Can I say that? Persons are giving me stories. So they say, man, this has happened to my family member. I remember this and this. I still have, I get triggered when I hear certain names and certain things, so forth and so on. This is a caveat to what we're talking about. Let's be very clear about this. Let's just be transparent about it. I gave the mother cash. I gave her, I told you, I busted in half. I put half in the bank because I can't give her the whole thing like this, right?
I said, but half of the bank, I said, I can transfer it, make sure you get your account, so forth and so on. She said, okay. And I gave her something in her hand, right? And I said, now listen to me. This is what I said to her. This is me. You're going to know me. I figure you know a little taste about me. So I said, now listen to me. Don't boast this up. Amen? I said, this is to help you get on your feet. Hopefully this could do something to keep you floating, but we can do something like that. She said, no, 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 no. No, Mr. Grant, I can't do that. I got to move. My baby can't be there no more. Listen to me. Instantly, I recognize the weight and enormity beyond the tragedy of what happened a few weeks back. The weight and enormity of this burden that she has to carry socially. This burden that she's had to carry socially. I got a strategic telephone call after I put the information out from one of the leading persons at a pinnacle position in our country. He says, Howard, it's possible that the baby may have to go to a family island just to be able to reamalgamate and get back to what it is to be a child again. When I gave the mother the money on Friday, because I wasn't going to let Friday's Grammy say, don't let your money sleep out, catch draft. I said, let me touch this because if you're listening, I know she's listening. So I said, here, this is you. And now watch out. Don't burst the thing up. Decent me. She said, no, no, no. The baby have to move instantaneously. I said, my God, PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder. The baby, 9 years old, can't sleep right now. Putting out the IVs. Can you imagine her having to go back to Lazaretta Road? Can you imagine that? This is torture. The mother said that she wants to move. Someone text Howard right now, 827-0111. Howard, I have a two-bedroom apartment. It's gated. It's this, this, and this. The lady don't have to pay first, last, and security. We could do this. Someone call me right now, 827-0111. You feel the tugging on your heart. Come on, I feel like I get mad preachy with you, but we're going to transform this woman's life for the baby that has been ravaged by the demon that exists here. We're going to fight this with good. Because there is purpose that exists in us, and we're going to reform this. I'm telling you, man. I am telling you. This baby can't live around there no more. She can't. It is crazy that the victim have to carry the weight and the shame of rape. 9 years old, she shouldn't have to do that. Somebody call me. I do my best to try to get to this because I'm telling you, man, over the weekend, when I saw those, I said, well, why is the cars going opposite direction on Parliament Road, on Parliament Avenue? And I saw superintendent take on this kind of a position to speak and prorogue the House of Assembly. I knew it was done. I said, okay. Now, I know that there is formality. Talk to me, and I wanted to talk to the chairman of both the Free National Movement and the Progressive Liberal Party. But I told you, the Honorable Fred Mitchell has said to me that, Howard, I'm traveling from the 14th, which is today. So he won't be back for another 2 weeks or so. Or whenever he returns. I know that he's going to be able to come here and have a good conversation with us. But let's just shoot straight. Let's shoot straight. I know that there's formalities that will always be at the forefront. We saw the Honorable AG take on a position to talk about the Prime Minister. And Theo Seedy was asking him a few questions, right? If you guys had an opportunity to be able to listen to the recording, Theo Seedy is asking him some questions. What about the agenda? What about the agenda and the bills and everything that you had on the table, is that going to be null and void? Are you going to be able to introduce something new? Or are you going to revive these things and bring it back? The AG says that we're going to bring everything back. Now, this is bananas to me. This is bananas to me. Come now, we're talking politics now. Let's do this. I got to dive in this with this little piece of time we have. I got to dive into this. This is bananas to me. I'm listening. I say, okay, they can prorogue the House. But the business of the House is going to be revived? Okay, so why didn't you keep this particular session to ensure that you just finish out the business of the House? So you can come back to Parliament, prorogue it, come back to Parliament, and put the petition in. I see you guys calling me. I see the 467 number. Please leave a voice note. I can give you a call back. You could come back to Parliament and deal with this then. And then I realized something. You can't have, you know, your grandma used to say, child, it can't be two women in this house. You remember that? Or your granddaddy or your father would say, it can't be two men in this house, boy. You remember that? Well, I suppose it can't be two prime ministers in this country. Someone talk to me. I can't even get no amen. It can't be two prime ministers. You can't be the prime minister of North Abaco. You can't be the prime minister of North Abaco and expect the country. But listen to me. A house that goes against it shall surely fall. This is absolutely bananas. And I found it peculiar that the Free National Movement fell in line so quickly. Didn't you all see? I said, hold on, something is happening here. Is it me or does it seem as though Michael Pintard is catching his second wind? Guys, the lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Quick telephone call. We got 5 minutes before we go to break. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Oh, well, you know, only because I'm a good, decent young man, I can give you this money because I've been waiting on my cell phone for over half an hour. And I shouldn't be waiting on half an hour to give my money away.
It's waiting a half an hour and I just see this line light up.
Howard, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Antonio Bullet.
I said I was gonna give you my money.
Antonio Bullet, I appreciate you, my brother. Everybody know you as a good, decent man. You're always here with us. We get in China together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
On behalf of me and my partner, Omar, we will be giving you something, okay?
I praise God for you. Well, you just let me know when you want. Can we always see each other? I can see you. But I appreciate
you can get out this week. You can get out better between today and tomorrow.
Praise God for you, my brother. He's a good, decent man.
Okay, but I continue to listen. Okay, buddy?
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for listening in and tuning in and all those persons who are continuing to give right now. But before we go to this break, let's just shoot some things clear. Do you smell it? Do you smell it? Do you smell what the Rock is cooking? What the Davis and Cooper administration is cooking? It smells like, that ain't teen spirit. It smells like a by-election. Someone talk to me. Listen to me. Those persons within the umbrella of their organization and in their tents have no obligation, no position, and have not been released to speak that which is not as though it is. Talk to me. In the spirit of what Ryan Pinder has said on the steps of Parliament, well, that's for the Prime Minister to decide. But I can smell. Producer, I can need you to hit me with this. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Hold on. I can smell a by-election cooking. Let me see. If I could take a quick commercial break, get to news and be right back after this.
Foundation. It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including VAT, this Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC. Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Don't spend hours sending individual messages to your customers. Use SMS messaging instead. With Cable Bahamas Business Solutions SMS messaging, you can send personalized messages to hundreds or even thousands of recipients instantly. It's quick, effortless, and cost-effective. Plus, it ensures that your messages are delivered directly to your customers' cellular phones, guaranteeing higher engagement. Save time and boost your outreach with SMS bulk messaging. Call Cable Bahamas Business Solutions at 601-8911 in Nassau or 602-8811 in the Family Islands.
Shavara Rokainias, Chick Cheney Farms. I don't think I chose farming. I think farming chose me. Winning this award will definitely give us the funding that we need to start our farming season. Most persons who are in the agriculture field realize that at the start of the season, which is in the next couple of weeks, you do always need a bulk of cash. I think we have a great track record for the work that we've been doing in agriculture over the last 10 years. And so when I saw the opportunity for an award like this, I figured, you know what? I should just go ahead and enter.
The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen, man, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Phil Collins played a little something for you and all those persons, political sycophants, trying to be able to amalgamate themselves, trying to find their position. And what's inevitable? It's going to happen all before October 4th. The House of Assembly in the Bahamas, ladies and gentlemen, has been prorogued. Welcome back, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant. This is the foundation. Are we talking nothing but transparency here? Truth. At the top of the hour, I had to kind of shout everyone out, all those particular persons. Just got a text all the way from Eleuthera. Keith Rule, I want to thank you so very kindly for your contribution and that commitment that you've made. If you're out there and you just sent something, I got a telephone call. Miss Sanders, she said, don't call my name. But this one can do that. Come pick it up after. Boom, boom, boom. All right, Miss Sanders. But it's enough Sanders. They know which one it is. Amen? So we put that out there. I want to thank all you guys for being able to do that. But let's shoot very clearly. It sounds to me that there is going to be a major shuffle in the House of Assembly. Now, the FNM, I listened to a voice note from... Chairman of the organization, Dr. Dwayne Sands. Something that just kind of popped up. I didn't get through the entire thing. I couldn't. Not in a bad way. I couldn't. I was busy. I couldn't, right? So listening to it, he starts to talk about how in the decades and centuries that House of Assembly has been open, that this New Day administration has been the absolute worst. And they're seeking sort of a redo. Is that really what it is? Or is that the political narrative that seems to be pushed by the political organizations? I will take the telephone call. I will take all the telephone calls. Is more persons coming in? Come. Hey. Is more people coming in? Come. Ladies and gentlemen, walk right in the studio if you want to do that. Thank you so kindly. I do appreciate this. God bless you. You want to say good afternoon to the Bahamian people? Good afternoon. It's so wonderful to have you here with us. Let them know who you are. Let them know you give some.
I am Howard Grant, homegirl from 8 Mile Rock.
Tell them, let them know.
I'm born in West End.
Let them know.
I don't need my name.
Okay, that was good, decent people. 8 Mile Rock people, walk in the studio.
It just warmed my heart.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the story you told about that young lady and the mother.
Yes.
I don't know if there's any dry eyes in the Bahamas.
No.
That is ridiculous.
You see all these envelopes on the table? Amen. They won't give.
There's still hope for us.
There's still hope. Thank you.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you, baby.
Tell mommy hello.
I will do that.
See you later.
Guys, the studio is still open. Okay, I see you later. The studio is open. If you want to do that, come on up, man. I can fight you to be able to do that. You're helping us. It's going right in our hand. God is a good God. I thank you so very kindly. She gave me the donation. I'm going to do this now. I just want to talk like this. I just want to be very clear with you guys. I believe that the narrative that is being pushed by the Free National Movement is strategic. I like it. I see them being able to unify themselves and fall in line. I even see the former prime minister taking on this kind of a role and position. But I feel like there's going to be a by-election. And I'm going to tell you the three seats that I think. How would you say three seats? Yes. I'm telling you there should be three seats that we can deal with.
Let me take this telephone call before we do that. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard Grant, C. Allen Johnson.
What's up, C. Allen?
Yeah, I hope you would take a position just for the sake of this argument and make a good argument for the government. Okay? First, let's, you know, you say there's going to be a by-election. Let's push the by-election to the side, okay, along with the leadership being challenged, okay, in the party, you know, like for the office of prime minister.
Ooh,
within the party, let's move aside that FTX. We haven't had an answer yet as to where government is tied up with FTX in the court cases. And
see, I mean, you want to know today. I like it.
Now, SBF is in jail Friday night, and he's now talking.
It.
He's now negotiating for his release.
Oh, God. Come on, Steve Allen. You're wilding out. Right. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, let's consider, you know, these things. Just move those to the side. And let's talk about this concept of a reboot. Okay? But those three things play a very important role. But I want people to sleep on those and digest those as information comes to the, forefront of how tied in we are into FTX, how that may play a role into why the prime minister should step down from within his colleagues and the fact that he not had proper governance and a host of other different things. But here's what happens now. You have the attorney general that says, we are rebooting, starting over the new agenda. But everything that we have on the table...
Which confused me. Talk to me, C. Allen. It confused
nothing
me.
Nothing's going to change.
It didn't make no sense to me.
Okay. Now, he also said he wants, and listen to this carefully, an anti-whistleblower. Not a whistleblower act.
That confused me!
An anti-whistleblower is to stifle...
The whistleblowers!
And to stifle anybody who publishes or who have possession of the information that the whistleblowers would have. Okay? So if The Guardian or any other media or you or somebody give you some things, say, Howard, this is wrong and illegal under the law. If you were to bring it to the police, they might arrest you on the spot. That's what anti-whistleblower does. It's been ruled unconstitutional almost everywhere. Okay, so these are things that he has said. Now, but I want you to pause, Howard. I want you to go back and watch the video. Here is a prorogue of parliament that has been planned by cabinet. Standing there is the senior spokesperson for the government.
Mm-hmm.
Standing there
That's
is
right.
the attorney general, advisor for the legal process to even this prorogue.
Mm-hmm.
And each of them appeared that they were unprepared for this press conference by the way they were dressed.
By design.
No, it's not by design.
It had to be by design.
No, what message they would send? For the press secretary to come up with a battered hat, like he was cleaning his fish or beating his conch, let's go and what, make it casual? Casual prorogue of parliament? Casual and official function? Casual appear in front of the press? I say that this was in plan on Friday. This was done on Saturday, the same time it was prorogued, meaning that there's a crisis within our governance that is happening. That even this time, they say, you know, when the prime minister calls you and say, I don't care what you're wearing, I don't care what you're doing,
go
down to parliament. Okay? You don't have time to shower, shave, and dress up. Go down there now. This has to be done right now. Okay? So, now, what happens then is the prime minister now needs a governor general. When he comes back, going in also into a convention in November, somebody that aligns with him and will keep got his back. Okay? Now, let's go to governance. The government has exacerbated our economic picture. I already said over and over, nobody in the Bahamas, no business in the Bahamas pays electricity. So Howard Grant now is paying an exorbitant electricity bill. He's paying electricity in his food, in his water, in everything that he do. So that means you're being double hit for electricity. You're being double hit for taxation, for everything else. There's been no substantial growth in the economy. Unemployment is high. Oh, yes, we have a 10% rate low, but nobody can account for the 30 to 50,000 people that have disappeared from the last poll we had for the 2,500 people graduate every year. So that means they are disenfranchised, not even looking for jobs, so we don't count them as being unemployed. So that puts 30, 40,000 people at risk. We're having a jobless growth. We're having stagflation that is happening into the economy. We brag about financial services and tourism. There's no growth. You see every single day, oh, we lack rooms, we lack this. And, you know, 5 million people are coming, less people are coming off the boats. So where's the growth? Then now you have an immigration crisis that threatens the sovereignty of the Bahamas that Bahamians are very touchy about. Okay? And so, and you have a prime minister that is unwilling or unable to deal with these errors and the collapse of our economy. You have a rating that is just being evaluated now, you know, after this, remember the thing that comes up in September from these rating agencies and all these other different things?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of things happening at the same time that I think that this government is being overwhelmed. You have ministers who spend the entire time patching roads, moving cars, fixing roofs, getting dogs and cattle out of the trees and all those other different things when they should be governing. So the question is, what are we paying civil service $60 million plus a month for? If the minister have to cut the grass himself, have to pass the road himself, have to dig wells themselves, have to go get the cats out of the kitchen, out of the trees themselves for. And so they have not spent time governing, just celebrating things that we already paid somebody else to do.
See, Alan, you put a lot on the table today, my
just
brother.
Just one more point.
Go ahead.
The Luddites that have taken over, read the blueprint for change. It's a digital document with references to digital everything. Not one single legislation in 2 years that addressed the digitization of the economy that is necessary for the blueprint for change to take effect. So in essence, it's a stagnant document.
Wow.
And so there's no choice but either go in and use these 5 weeks to come up with a new blueprint for change or a new blueprint for action, or call an election, not a by-election, an actual election.
My God.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're talking like this today, guys. The lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. I'm going to read some texts and we can dive deeper into it. I appreciate your generosity. We've placed that on the table. I'm grateful for it. We call your names. Now it's time to call some names of leadership in this country for what I believe is going to be reformed. Let me read a text. The numbers again before we can go any further. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. That's a text. 422-4796. Let's shoot straight, right down the middle. Bang. We ain't playing. We ain't on no left side. We ain't on the right side. We're talking straight down the middle. And we only could be able to lay this out based upon the information, the incremental information that's been released into public, right? So what we do now is we have to quilt this together. We have to stitch this together. Though it may be patchy, it's going to give us a very clear understanding, at least the course this administration is taking. I'll read this text. Good afternoon. See, listening to your caller, maybe the prorogued parliament to give the Abaco PM a chance to get out of the jail so that it can't be forced to have a by-election. A lot of the effort from, that's a lot of effort for one MP. He must have some serious dirt in his proverbial garbage bin. I had to fix some things for you. So it says, Howard, please start dubbing down your audience. The prime minister has the boiler to ask North Abaco MP to resign from the cabinet and lack of power or authority to ask him to resign his seat. He is technically an independent member of parliament and can easily declare such by designing. I'm sure that resigning, I'm sure you meant resigning. By resigning from the PRP and stand as an independent, only a conviction and a sentence in excess of 12 months can force a by-election. The same applies to members from Long Island. This prorogue of the House is to shift gears because the PRP's bus is stuck in reverse. We will appoint a new government general. He will appoint a new governor general and a new agenda. He may be trying to shuffle his cabinet, but when the deck of the cards have only jokers, my God, no matter how you shuffle, you'll get jokers. Howard, please stop dumbing down your audience. It's a text that's coming through. Let's be very clear about something. There's nothing that you put in your text just now that we don't know. All of us. The one thing that we don't know, including the AG, has indicated that he doesn't know whether or not we're going to go to a by-election. However, the night before North Abaco had an opportunity to be able to stand before officials in this country to get that sentencing passed down, there was a request for resignation and acceptance simultaneously. A request and acceptance. To your point, the Prime Minister did not hire, watch me, he did not hire Kirk Cornish. Kirk Cornish served at his pleasure, at his leash, in the office of the Prime Minister as a parliamentary secretary in North Abaco, for North Abaco. As a result of this separation, he could only, based upon the Prime Minister's pleasure, at his leash, separate him from the opportunity that he gave him. He did not put him in North Abaco. The people of North Abaco did such a thing. Talk to me. Let's be very clear. If Kirk Cornish feels pressured to the point that he needs to be able to separate himself from the PLP, then he knows the course that he has to take for that. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen. He still has allegiance to the PLP organization. I don't know whether or not there's indifference. If we're going to look at posture and listen to tone, we could make this sort of a determination. We're here and we're doing our best to understand what are the next steps that's going to happen in this country. See, Alan put a lot on the table just now. I don't know whether or not you're able to ingest that. This ain't got nothing to do with dumbing down. Nothing. Nothing. I've lived in this country for a generation now. And we've seen some things happen before. Being the creatures of habit that we are as human beings, there's an expectation because the strength lies within the tradition of what's happened in this country before. So based upon tradition, we are saying this may be the trajectory that this organization needs to take. It doesn't make sense to prorogue the House of Assembly to put a new legislative agenda, and whilst they ask you a question on the foot of the steps at Parliament, asking you after the officer actually been able to prorogue the House of Assembly, the Chief of Police, after the very second question that he's, is this going to be able to change the legislative agenda? What are you going to do with marijuana? Are you going to be able to deal? Oh, yeah, we're going to deal with that. Are you going to deal with these? Oh, yeah, we're going to deal with that. Also, we're going to be able to put an anti, because he did say anti. I don't know whether or not that was a slip of the tongue, because he did say anti-legislative bill. I'm sorry, anti-whistleblowers bill. He did say that. Okay? As I'm watching, I'm confused. Why prorogue the House of Assembly to bring the exact same agenda back? Why? I didn't understand. You're smarter than me. Let me know why. Let's talk about this. I got a couple more texts coming through. Somebody text me and say, Mother Pratt, not Ellis. Okay, I'm not going to fight you. This is great news. Great show, usual. Should know that there will be no by-election in North Abaco. I'm willing to bet anyone a conch snack and 3 chicken patties that there will be no by-election in North Abaco. The PLP cannot go to a by-election right now. But based upon the layout, it seems inevitable. A by-election, the precedent has been set for by-elections and referendums. Someone talk to me. The by-election and a referendum at this time, midway, you didn't even hit midstream yet, midway through your administration's tenure to their term is a by-election on the election of the country. Someone talk to me. This is what we've seen. We've heard former ministers, prime ministers say, whoever win the by-election, whoever win the referendum, will win the general election. You think the PLP could take that chance? You think they could take that chance now? That is wild. But it seems inevitable because there are stiff-necked members of parliament who refuse to move, refuse to be able to invoke the grace of their position the honorability of their position and understand the infractions of what their actions have caused for their organization. They refuse, within both organizations, the FNM and the PLP, they refuse stiff neck. They refute and reject the idea of the tenets of their organization and the traditions that existed there. And they are willing, as we can see clearly, to fight it in court. Let's take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
You can hear me? I'm good. How you doing?
I can hear you. I'm okay. I'm supporting you, okay?
Okay.
What I need to ask you is, them dying for an election, why is it so hard for them to find honorable men and women?
No, man.
Do they do background checks? Do they, like, if you're applying for job, you check resume, references?
I can tell you some secrets.
Huh?
I can tell you some secrets.
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Yeah, yeah. I'm right here. I can put you on hold. I can tell you some secrets. Now, many of you may just be participating as it relates to a great deal of people. Just participate. They vote. They're part of the election, but they've not been intimately involved. Maybe you haven't walked the campaign. Maybe you don't know about what's intimately involved in identifying and choosing a candidate. As you know, I have been, I have been eyed for several constituencies in Grand Bahama under the DNA, which didn't take me a lot of a background check. They did some background checking and so forth and so on, right? But for the Free National Movement, for Central Grand Bahama and West Grand Bahama, right? And I was eyed and viewed during a particular time also. Here in Nassau, while I was in Nassau, for a position. You remember when I put myself forward as the chairman for the, as a candidate for the Free National Movement, chairman, so forth and so on. You remember that? You remember all this? There are people, and you don't know this because, yeah, you weren't involved. There are people that do extensive background research on you. Extensive. You hear me? Extensive. They did a deep dive into my past, into who I am, who my family is, so forth and so on, and my bank, and this and that, and all these things. All of this. They asked my neighbors, Howard has beat his wife. You ever see him teeth anything? He do this, boom, all of this. But at the end of the day, leadership identifies who's supporting their position, and they pull you close to the seat of power. That's just what it is. No matter what it is, whether it's come up clean or it got some speckles on it, leadership identifies who they need to bring close to them to push their legislative, administrative, political agenda forward. So I don't believe that this is the caliber or character of the individuals, because they are who they are. But leadership is who we need to look at now, because these are the people who they pull in close. So the question I have is, what speckles that you have in your past that you feel content and comfortable with identifying these things? Let's take a next telephone call. Callie on the line with us live. Go ahead, Callie on the line. No?
Right.
Okay, no. Right, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, what I was saying, right? Mm-hmm. Let's finish it down. Let me just take that from where I leave off from.
Go ahead.
I say that to say, right?
You can hear me
one
now.
One thing would have made such a boo-boo, like, what happening now, right, with the Cornish guys. How you think they call these, like, these other member of parliament and their movement? How they take to these people when they get themselves, you know, how you think they react towards them? You think they just be upset or angry or they just laughing and caring about one another? Answer me. I
don't have a phone. Okay, baby. Thank you for your telephone call. I never want to get punchy with y'all. I don't. What I mean punchy is that I hate to be salacious and I hate to to give you information that doesn't have any social bearings that you can be able to say, okay, this is where I read this. This is where I saw this. But I need you to be able to understand and give me grace when I try to explain to you beyond the surface. Just give me a little bit of grace. I always try to give you a background to this. And I don't want to get punchy with you, but I want to say this to you. My telephone is far and wide in this country. Everybody and their ma have all my numbers. Everyone. Yeah, I give you always give you 827, 827, boom, 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 boom. I have another private number. That's for different, you know, that full up with different type of people. Okay? My phone goes off and it speaks to me about the indifference, the infractions that exist within organizations. Because they know, yeah, okay, Howard likes politics and Howard's in media. Let's see how you can use this information. What I've come to understand, though the PLP has a great deal of being able to keep their laundry to themselves, some things are spilling out. And like I said to you again, just like traditional men and women would say to you, younger parliamentarians, male and female alike, are stiff-necked and immovable in their convictions that molded their minds. They're not willing to shift for what some old-timer has said to them. This is what's coming to my phone. And as a result of that, Saturday happened. Take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Attention all beauty enthusiasts. Perfect Tone, your go-to destination for restorative skincare, is on the move. Famous for flawless results within 30 days, Perfect Tone is relocating to the Shops of Southwest Carmichael Road. Now is the time to get the skin you've always dreamed of. Removing dark spots, acne, and oily textured skin for good. For more information and updates, follow us on social media or visit our website at ptskincare.com.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 photography competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation.
And the reason why I think that is an opposition and we're in government. We are the government of today, and we will lead as we see fit. The Prime Minister has made a determination that we are going to reset. We are going to return on October 4th, and it is what it is. We've accomplished more than 100 pieces of legislation passed in the House of Assembly. We have a great agenda lined up for the future, and we are going to stay focused on the mission.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company. It could be Speculation City. And all of us could be the spectators. This could be speckled. We could call it polka dot. Talk to me. It is bananas what's happening out here. And for all of us who can ingest the information, understand it, we don't take the proverbial milk. We've been eating meat for a while. And though this meat is something like, you know, my grandmother used to cook roast beef every Sunday, but it had a consistency to the roast beef. We knew the flavors that we were going to have. We've been ingesting politics in this country for a long time. And when something is a little off, we can tell. For me, I tell you, I know senior man. I'm Paiswell out here. Paiswell says, senior man in this thing. I'm Paiswell. But for me, something's off. Something's off. Is this reset only for your legislative agenda, or is this reset is for realignment and possible rejuvenation? The PLP has done far too much over the course of the last 2 years to ensure that they secure their position after this term. The PLP has done everything that they can to step into 2026 victorious. They've done everything. And they're continuing to work feverishly to ensure that they can put everything in proper, all the ducks in the row, to step into leadership in 2026. They're doing it right now. Right now. They're looking at all the low-hanging fruits, and they're trying to be able to pull those things together. The Free National Movement has said that this has been the worst. They have not accomplished anything. We're going to have a very clear conversation about this. For me, I am a little dazed and confused. I don't understand. 2 years in, and you hit the reset button. Strategically identifying what's happening from an environmental standpoint. We've seen Allen just calling to talk about what's happening out in the United States of America that may necessarily influence what's happening internally. We've also seen what's happening in North Africa that may interfere with this kind of this concept and idea of a new day administration, new day, new transparency, this sort of a claret and clear day. Talk to me. Remember the commercials with claret and clear? They show you the commercial, it seems nice, but then they pull the film off that was fuzzy, and now you see real clarity. That was the concept and idea for the New Day administration. Transparency for the PLP. Now we're seeing some stuff happen. From a Carmichael standpoint, talk to me. Member of Parliament for Carmichael, for North Africa. And if the Free National Movement has wind, because obviously they had some sort of information that has been saying to them, some stuff is coming down the pipeline, get your house in order. Right down to the former prime minister who was stiff-necked like a young person in his position with a course to be able to move in a particular direction. Talk to me, somebody talk to me. Fall right in line. And as soon as we've seen everyone find harmony or alleged perceived harmony in the Free National Movement, boom, this information comes to the forefront. Now, if you know anything and you're hearing these things, what should we expect coming out of the Free National Movement? Someone talk to me. Lines are wide open, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720, hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
What's up, Jeff?
You know, sometimes I have to just sit back before I comment and just take one or two very deep breaths.
Okay.
Because some of the utterances from some of these politicians,
mm-hmm.
you know, it means that they shouldn't even be sitting in our honorable house.
Mm-hmm.
I call the house honorable. Mm-hmm. I don't call them honorable.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Let's put a couple of things on the table here. First and foremost, listening to the news clip where Chester Cooper made a kind of crude statement as it pertains to Michael Pinta being in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Did the PLP forget that they were also in opposition?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't the PLP also, in opposition, try to rake the only two parties that have been in the House has been the PLP and the FNM, so I got to refer to the FNM.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't they also raking the FNMs over the coals for things that they were supposed to get done, didn't get done, things that they promised and the promises were not kept?
But Fred Mitchell, and that's what it is. Fred Mitchell has already said that it's just politics. That's what it is. So
no, it's not just politics.
That's what he said.
I beg to differ. It is not just politics.
Okay.
You see, the thing that these politicians fail to recognize is that some of the verbiages or some of the statements made by politicians, political persons in the House, are actually similar sentiments that many people out here in the public domain have. So if you're going to dismiss somebody from making a statement, thinking that it's just that person making that statement, they got to take a second look. There are a lot of persons out here who are very, and I'm sad to use this word, but I can use it in this term. It's not a cuss word. But they're very pissed off
mm-hmm.
with what's going on in this country. You talk about the by-election. They try to avert going to a by-election because obviously that is what's on the table. And the three parties that you've called are very much on top of here, especially in the public domain.
No.
Their names keep coming up.
No.
Keith Bell name keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
A Cornish name keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Corby Davis name keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Ramin's name keeps coming up. See, mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it real here.
Mm-hmm.
People out here are angry
mm-hmm.
right now more than anything of the service or the lack thereof that this current administration has
mm-hmm.
given to the Bahamian people.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about 2 years in.
Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to expect for another year?
Watch me. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there. 2 seconds, Jeff. I feel your heart rate going up just now. You was my guy, 100%. You think the PLP could risk other Bahamians feeling this animosity that you carry just talking to me on the radio, going to the polls, whether in North Abaco, whether in Elizabeth, whether in Carmichael, you think the PLP could risk that? And the precedent has already been set in this country? Let's get into, put your politics hat on. They have to do everything that they can to set the ship on the proper course. They have to, Jeff.
Whereas I agree with you, Howard, because that was the promise that was made on the campaign trail. See, the reference point is always the campaign trail. What was it that was promised? The Bahamian people have still yet to understand how many times have people voted in this country where promises have been made on the campaign trail and yet weren't delivered.
From the
how
inception
many times
of,
are we going to be bamboozled?
From 1970, when was it? Was it 67?
Okay, how many promises? I gave someone in the office this one fact. If a political party promises 10 things on the campaign trail that they are going to try and accomplish for the Bahamian people, I can tell you for a fact that if you be lucky enough and they get 3 or 4 of those things done.
My God.
You know, we have to be very realistic here. Mm-hmm. Why would you go and promise the people something if you have not done due diligence to determine that what you're promising is actually doable? They do not do that. They just come out here, say anything that they think the Bahamian people would love to hear, that would give them favoritism, to look towards them, to give them the opportunity, and then when they get in, they can't deliver. Then they say, oh, well, we weren't able to deliver.
Next time, they say next time. Jeff, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. Let me see if we read a couple of these texts. It says, we have a bunch of Caesars and Pharaohs in the parliament who don't want to take the hands of God people and release them from slavery. There's a text that's coming through. Guys, you know the number. It says, did he just say three parties? What three only parties? No, I don't think he meant actual political organization. He meant three individuals that I spoke of. So he says, tell Jeff he gone with the DNA leader and the F&M. He sound like an F&M. All Jeff them is do is complain all day. Jeff, this is a text to come. Don't fight me. Next telephone call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Right here, good buddy. Hope you and your family doing well. Had a nice weekend.
Yeah, man. All is well.
I heard Jeff and his passion. But, you know, if we slow down a minute, in the last, I'd say, 10 years or whatever, I think all of us in the Bahamas went through a very trying time.
Mm-hmm.
Darien, the hurricane, put us at an hour pointed backward instead of forward.
Mm-hmm.
Falling right on the heels was the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed with the COVID-19 injection was Hubert Minnis. Now, that was a mixture. We went close to dying with our mixture because
mm-hmm.
we didn't know where we was going. People around here scared to go out in the day, scared to go out at night, running on police barricades all over the locked down, fellas getting dug out and locked up for going to get water for your uncle who's sick, young men getting locked up for dug out selling peanuts on the side of the road, young men getting locked up for selling coconut water trying to make a dollar, cost of living going up on us all, prices dug out and going up, no salary rises, you know, everything like that. Everything was in a turn spirit. Now, I would say, Howard, you know, everybody knows Sparky is a PLP. But when I see things going wrong, I am one of those that if I can be victimized, I can be victimized, Howard. But I can stand up as a man for the Commonwealth of Bahamas flag, our motto, my children, my grandchildren, not the king's own. And if I have to say something on my mind, I just ask Howard to give me a moment. I personally think that my friend, schoolmate, and prime minister is trying his level best. It's a very, very hard time, I believe, Howard, for him to complete what in his mind, what he told me, what he would like to do within 5 years. On top of that, we got a bunch of rookie MPs going in there as politicians. Some of them don't know nothing but politics. They just happen to win a seat in their area. Because most of these, we even asked them to send in our area. The party chose them to send us, but because we were party voters, we voted for the party to get brave in there. And some of these MPs, including my own, has really disappointed me. When I was campaigning, when I got involved with that, me and my neighbor behind it, Daddy Lynx, we pushed our MP right in the House of Assembly without losing one polling division. He went in there as a rookie. He was always around our house, around our area all the time. Now, as soon as he got in there, I saw him once. Hello? Hello?
I'm right here. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought I heard the phone. And they normally hang up on me while I talk it. I saw him once, and I believe the only time he came around here was the time they was doing something for the old people in the park, and Miss Davis was coming. He only came down there because Miss Davis was here. That's the way I look at it. I tried to call him. I tried to text him. I tried to voice note him. I can't get no return. A lot of the PLPs are disappointed in these rookie MPs who happened to get in there for the first time in their life. Most of them look like they want to be one time in and one time out and maybe grab what they could get, like some of the last fellas or the last group. After they get out, they must have had enough. You don't hear from them or even see them no more.
My God, Sparky, that's crazy that you say that.
I just want to be able to be decent as possible when we talk about this. Sparky, I won't talk to you like that. I won't talk to you longer. I wish you would call it earlier in the show to talk about those things, because this is where the Bahamian people heart is. These people are disconnected. Somebody just texted me and asked me, if election was called today, Howard, who would win, and also by how many seats? This is a heavy question. Let me take some more telephone calls before I get out of here. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Boy, not too well listening to you.
Not too well?
No, man. Because what you're trying to do, Howard, is wrong to the Bahamian people. Stop trying to sell your views and your perspective to the Bahamian people. Let the Bahamian people determine within themselves what is better for our country, not you.
But you realize this is my show.
The PLP to win another government.
Hold on. You realize this is my show, my time slot. I mean, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm saying to you with transparency, this is what I see. This is not shifting any views of anyone. I tell you, I'm down the middle. I'm not a FNM. I'm not a PLP. I'm here on the show as a talk show host saying to you, this is what I see in this country today. Talk to me.
Fine, you could say that. But you should not be promoting your views to the Bahamian people.
But I think we just...
Yeah, the Bahamian people give you their views.
Okay.
Okay?
So what is your view?
Pardon me?
What is your view?
My views is simply this. As a talk show host, you are to be nonpartisan.
Okay, so no.
You are to be able to take the views of the Bahamian people.
No, let's fix this. I ask you, what are your views on the matter? Not necessarily you trying to be able to put the agenda of what my show and my position is. What are your views on this particular matter? To counter what you say I'm putting out there.
Okay, what I hear you putting out there is you are promoting one over the other. Okay? You should not be doing that as a talk show host.
Okay, so what are your views? What do you think about what's on the table?
My views are simply this. The Bahamian people will determine at the end of the day what government in this country is good for them.
But that's
as you know now, for the past 2 years, that what we have in place is not good for this country. And you know that.
And
you talking about propelling them for another 2 years, Howard? I mean, another.
Talking about you are wilding all the way out, sir. I'm not promoting no PLP or FNM. I'm saying to you, this is what we're seeing based upon the chess move that exists here. I thank you for your telephone call. You're not going to stuff any words and ascribe anything on my tongue. I'm not saying that. I am saying to you, this is the agenda that we've seen for all those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Let them see and hear. Talk to me about it. Next caller before we get in here. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
Hey, Papa here.
Hey, what's up, Papa?
Everything cool. I hear Sparky, and I want to say to Sparky, I don't know if he here. I don't. You familiar with the name Cannon Sebastian Campbell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had a lot to say to the funeral for the former deputy commissioner, former commissioner of police,
mm-hmm.
about what Sparky's talking about, them using the poor people to get in power and not answering their phone, and taking the page of the former prime minister's them being able to be accessible.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sebastian Campbell had a lot to say, Sparky. Now, with this last call just now,
mm-hmm.
this is what we need to realize, people. We need to realize this Howard show, like he say.
I mean, I don't want to say that as a diss.
Let me go quick.
Go ahead.
This Howard show, like he say, right? And we have to respect. See, you feel like you can say or pick a side, right? But that's his right to do it, and it's our right to disagree. Now, my opinion is the majority of us right thinking be him and disagree with Howard.
Okay.
And that ain't the first time he's saying what he's saying. From how we come back, at least from that Caribbean lady tell you don't be calling the daughter of the prime minister in his mode. It's like you made a 360 or 180. Yeah, but Howard, I feel like I want big up the government of the Bahamas, because the government is us, the people. I want them to be able, since they prorogue the House, be able to do some good things to them so we could come and talk good things about how we feel, how it affecting us in the community and stuff like that. Not things them that the government doing and care less what we saying about. If the Prime Minister's serious, I think one of the first things he got to do is fire Keith Bellicamp, put him in that new cabinet. We don't care if he's moving from there. He's still sitting in immigration. The people still complaining.
I don't know why we feel like we're talking two different things. Papa, I got to let you go. I'm flat all the time. I don't know why we feel like we're talking two different things. I don't know why it seems as though because I structure it in a particular manner that I'm supporting one administration over another. I don't know why you're taking it like that. And I could be able to feel the undertone of what you're saying. I don't know. My position is neutrality. That's what I do. I'm here neutral. The top of the show, I didn't even dedicate to this kind of a conversation. I'm not a paid gun. Talk to me. I can't even get no amen. I'm here to be able to speak with transparency and give clarity to these positions. That's it. And I didn't tell you that I'm the oracle. This is my conviction, my belief. I believe that there will be a by-election. I believe that. Now, it may not necessarily be the truth. It may not happen. But the PLP has to get their house in order. They have to get their house in order. We got to talk more about this, guys. We got time to do this all the way to October 4th. We ain't casting no lots, but we're going to have to find out some more information about this. I am grateful to you and all you guys for continuing to be able to contribute the way that you've done and being able to help this young lady, the 9-year-old, and continue to be able to contribute. I'm telling you with honesty and transparency, thank you for what you've done for her. Thank you for what you've done for me. Guys, that's the show today. I want to thank you so much for kind of tuning in with us. We want to see you tomorrow as we dive deeper into this conversation. Give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. Have a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 with Howard Grant, The Foundation. Have a good day, guys.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, AML Foods Limited, APNL Holdings Limited, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Freeport News, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, North Electric Motors, and Scotiabank.
Foundation.